hunger in the United States is nothing compared to hunger in some parts of the world. Nevertheless, 10 million American households report that they do not always know where they will find their next meal. Each week, more than 5.5 million Americans turn to emergency food sources, such as food pantries. Most of what they find in these charitable dispensaries is bottled, canned, or dry goods. But at a farm in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, fresh food is being harvested to feed the hungry. It looks like a lot of other produce farms, with rows of pepper, tomato, and cucumber plants. But nothing harvested here goes to market. Retired government worker Bob Blair owns the 26 hectares of land, but leases it to the volunteer farm of Shenandoah for $1 a year.
I woke up one morning and there was the idea firmly implanted in my head, all sorts of details, including the name Volunteer Farm.
A manager and a volunteer coordinator are the farm's only paid staff. As its name suggests, the farm relies on volunteers to weed, plant, and harvest.
In the last 7 years, we've had over 10,000 volunteers. In all, they have come from just about every state in the Union and 26 foreign countries.
Mom, I found some. Mom!
This church group, including 50 children, drove more than 100 kilometers to collect potatoes from a field. Harriet Thompson is one of the church leaders.
I think the children go to bed extra tired, but also they know in a very physical and tangible way that they have made a difference. There are many individuals within our community that would not have enough to sustain them or their family throughout the week if it wasn't for this farm.
Produce from the volunteer farm is distributed through large food banks, warehouses where representatives of smaller community agencies like soup kitchens and pantries get food for their clients.
We received last year approximately 71,000 pounds of fresh produce from the volunteer farm.
Teresa Yates is operations director of the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank Network. She says the fruits and vegetables are important for proper nutrition.
We have so many issues with obesity now. Fresh produce is the way to go, especially for our children. It's healthier, much better for their bodies, and we are able to provide so much with the volunteer farm.
Yates says the food bank has seen an increase in demand for assistance over the past 4 years, from 65,000 clients a month seeking food for their families to nearly 100,000.
I've got some jelly beans.
Okay.
Even in the small, affluent community of Middleburg, Virginia, people come to Seven Loaves Food Pantry to help feed their families. George Lengauer is president of the ecumenical, faith-based volunteer organization. He points out that even in Middleburg, with all its manicured estates and prosperous farms, not everyone is well off financially.
We have a number of elderly who maybe have worked on those farms or in labor-type jobs or that type of thing, who are retired, trying to get by on a relatively low Social Security income.
Chili. These two.
The food Seven Loaves distributes comes from many sources, but Lengauer says the volunteer farm's contributions are special.
We have a lot of canned goods and dry good items on our shelves, and any time we can get fresh produce, it's a real treat. Now, we do have some supermarkets, if you will, in the area who contribute to us, and some of them will give us the gleanings off their produce aisle. But anytime you can get farm fresh, it's a real treat.
How about some peppers and cucumbers?
Oh, yes.
68-year-old Walter comes here about every 2 weeks for food for himself and his wife. He leaves with a box filled with canned goods, cereal, pasta, bread, and, of course, a bag of peppers and cucumbers from the volunteer farm.
I like peppers. Peppers are good for you. And cucumbers, yeah. We're going to take them home, and then later on that evening, take some out, cut them up a little bit, and make a salad out of them.
So far this year, the volunteer farm has harvested 5,500 kilograms of vegetables, and the food will keep coming until the middle of October. Susan Logue, VOA News, Woodstock, Virginia.